Ho-ho. This is episode 19.
It's not at all.
Episode
8?
11.
I think we're on 8.
Of 8.
Yeah, for sure 8.
8. Yeah.
Actually, I had to go back to notes and look. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's another Monday, and as always, welcome to another episode of The Horrible Influence.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a good one today, boys. Tyler, how you doing? You doing all right?
Oh, dude, quite well. Yep, I'm well rested. I am prepared for this
Saturday
podcast.
Saturday still running strong for you?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's not Sunday yet.
Yeah,
for sure.
As long as you don't go to sleep, it's still Saturday.
That's factual.
Yeah, that's how I believe it. This world's not real, anyways.
Hashtag hologram.
Yeah, I spent the entire weekend just jamming through Just Cause 3. So that's my brain's almost mush. I didn't even put pants on today. That's how well that went.
That I don't know why you would. Mm-hmm. You don't need pants to podcast, as it turns out. That's not a prereq.
Hashtag no pants to podcast. Love it. Yeah, been jamming through that. Actually got some, I don't know if you want to call it sad news. I mean, he's for sure a criminal, but it's definitely not anywhere on the main media, but Robert Thomas Clark was arrested yesterday in Thailand. He was the right-hand man to Ross Ulbricht, the guy from Silk Road and the dark web.
Yeah.
That wonderful website where you could do it's basically Amazon, but you could get heroin. So,
yeah.
It was
nothing wrong with that.
Pretty,
if you want to do heroin, go do heroin.
Pretty
that's
awesome.
Fine.
Yeah, making it illegal won't stop you from doing heroin.
For sure.
No, he was arrested in Thailand. These two guys.
By who? For what?
I guess by Interpol grabbed him. He's a Canadian citizen, but they extradited him to the U.S. because the United States owns the internet. So.
Oh, obvious. Well, Al Gore invented it, so, I mean, it only makes sense.
Excelsior.
Excelsior.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's...
Man, without him.
Well, if you remember back in February, Ross Ulbricht got... he was tried, and he was found guilty for everything. I mean, they just threw the book at him. He received life without the possibility of parole for operating a website. So, there's that. I mean, true,
Jesus
there was
Christ,
lots
dude.
Of illegal activity going on there, but there's illegal activity you could argue that happens on Facebook and everything else, and you're never going to see him go to prison. Now, true,
no.
He propagated this stuff. Like, he pushed for it to happen, and they got some very incriminating recordings, like where, well, this guy, Robert Clark, was... recorded talking to Ulbricht and saying we should go find this guy and ensure he's not going to talk. And conversation went back and forth about, you know, what links they would go to stop this guy. And he said, we're international drug dealers. What line shouldn't we cross? Well, that pretty much puts a solid nail into your coffin on whether or not you believe.
Yeah, for sure. Don't say that. God damn. You idiot.
Yeah.
You know what an international drug dealer doesn't say? I'm an international drug dealer. That's what they don't fucking say.
That's what they shouldn't say.
You fucking twat. You watch your mouth, you idiot.
Yeah, for a guy that spent his...
When the world is trying to fuck you, watch your mouth.
A guy that spent his career working for anonymity on the internet. He wasn't real good about keeping himself out of the limelight. But this guy was like in his 50s. The creator, Ross Ulbricht, was born in 84. He's, you know, like 33 years old. Dude's
he's fucking 2 years older than me.
Yeah.
31.
So he was
2 years. Yeah.
Pretty young guy. But he's in prison for the rest of his life. And then he's still got to go to trial for trying to hire murderers. He tried to get somebody killed off his own website. So
Oh, he's like trying to hire hitmen.
Yeah,
to go.
You can hire hitmen on Silk Road. So, but apparently,
oh, without a doubt, he hired obviously
several.
It's Craigslist.
It's yeah. It's
you can do that on Craigslist, right?
I saw that movie. Just go to Wet Work or whatever it is. Not where like dude pees on you, but you know the other one.
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, but the you know the website very famous, arguably one of the most famous, especially legal websites that has ever been created, and it only ran for a couple of years. It was like 2011 to 2013 that this thing was up.
2013 was when it was shut down.
The original.
Really?
Somebody reopened it, but it wasn't these guys.
I mean, there's a number of them at this point, right?
Yeah.
But the Silk Road was just...
It was the big one.
The most popular, yeah.
The guy from... The worst part is, this guy is in prison for the rest of his life for making this website. And you know how they always exaggerate how much money these people made doing this, you know, because it gets you a better conviction. If you found out they made millions and millions of dollars, it's going to carry a higher penalty. But the most they could inflate this up to was like $100,000 this guy made. Like he didn't make any money. Less than $1 million. I mean, this guy might have scrounged around a few hundred thousand dollars in his...
Not a good drug dealer.
It's
turns out.
Real bad.
Maybe the worst. That's like high school.
He kind of failed. I mean, he made a website that got a lot of attention, but it only ran for 2 years. He didn't make any money, and now he's in prison for the rest of his life. This guy failed. He failed hard.
I bet he'll say it was worth it.
Oh, I'm sure he will.
I wouldn't change a thing.
What's he going to do? Come up and be like, oh, I probably shouldn't have been an idiot. Turned out the guy tried to start like a book company and that failed, and he tried to start something else and that failed, and then he discovered Bitcoin. And
Hitler wanted to be an artist, right. So
a bunch of people make terrible decisions prior to
if people just let him start his book company, then we wouldn't have the Silk Road. So I'm gonna blame somebody else because that's the American
it's
way.
Not this guy's fault.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, so
it's not his fault.
R.I.P. to Robert Clark, a.k.a. Variety Jones. That's what he went by.
Variety Jones.
The other guy wasn't any better.
Shitty
it
fucking
was like
screen name.
Dead Pirate something was the other guy, the original. But that's that for sad tech news. The weird thing was I tried to find a lot on this. Like I thought, oh, my God, this has to be a big story somewhere. Somebody has published this. It was written like Eastern Pennsylvania Press picked it up. Some lower end New York news agency picked it up. And then IGN was the biggest name to
of
throw
course,
it out.
That's the only one that makes sense, right?
It's pretty ridiculous.
Internet and in their name.
That's right. But
well,
it's
I mean, that ship has sailed, right? Like, nobody gives a fuck about the dark web anymore. As far as everybody else is concerned, it doesn't even exist. They shut it down with the Silk Road. That was the end of the dark web.
Right. That pretty much. I think it's safe to say that it lost its...
The dark web.
It lost its luster.
The Jedi won the battle.
But I don't know. I thought it was, you know, people talk about there's still all those YouTube videos. It seemed like it'd be a little bit more popular. I thought it would be a little bit more popular with the fact that these guys are getting life sentences for running a website. I thought someone would be screaming about it. Just
meanwhile, back at the ranch, Mark Zuckerberg is doing swimmingly.
Right.
And people are. Bear with me through this. I have very. Very, my opinion isn't exactly what I'm about to say. There are people getting bullied to the point that they kill themselves on his website. So,
yeah, you could count that as much as, well, people sold drugs on your website. Yeah, it was free to post. Like, it was just a host.
Oh, fucking how many times have drugs been sold on Facebook?
Yeah, that's exactly my point was... You can argue that Facebook is used as much as Silk Road was for most things.
Dude,
now,
probably more often. I didn't hear about the fucking Silk Road until the shit was shut down.
Yeah.
Everyone and literally their grandmother is on fucking Facebook, dude. Your mom's kicking it with Polynesian dudes at a fucking marathon or whatever the fuck they do.
That was
an island
best,
dash. I don't
best
know.
Picture ever. I haven't seen Bradley since he was a kid. I was like, oh, I'm for sure not Asian or or super buff.
Him. Definitely.
With that, yeah, that was a good, it's a good picture, Mom. I'll be hearing about that one for weeks.
Oh, that was fucking funny.
All right. Well, on to the actual stuff I had written down for today. That was kind of a pop-up. He just got arrested yesterday. So it was... That kind of snuck it, out.
That I did find it weird that for whatever reason, there was videos popped up on YouTube this morning about... I forget the guy's name. He was talking about the dark web this morning on for some TED Talks thing.
Oh.
So I thought that was strange. That popped up, and then another one popped up like at the same time. So I thought
like a recommended video.
There is no reason for that to pop up. Like there wasn't anything that I had watched that justified that popping up.
I was scrounging around other news stories and actually saw like an ad. Is what it looked like. You know, it was underneath the weight loss pill and, you know, get rich quick. Right below that was another one that had this guy's face on it, and it said arrested in Thailand. And I was like, oh, clicked it and took me to, like I said, a little Western Pennsylvania news organization had wrote a little piece on it, and then I found the IGN thing.
That's fucking ridiculous.
So the best Mars viewing time frame is going to be 2016, best since 2005. This is just a little random tidbit. If you've got a regular telescope, anything will work, a little hobby telescope. But May 30th of next year, you're supposed to be able to see all the features of Mars from Earth.
Put it on your calendar.
I'm going to. I got the hobby one downstairs.
I already forgot about it.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
It's a good one. It's a good one.
It is. It's going to be a good day. May 30th?
May 30th.
It'll be a good day.
I figure with as much Mars shit that's going on, the fact that everyone in their homes, as long as it's a nice clear night, will be able to check out some of the features on it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that'll be good.
If you're into that thing.
That'll be good. What can you see through, like, a normal...
The moon
home-owned telescope? Like, is that it?
Yeah.
Just the moon bigger?
Just a bigger moon. Your neighbor, as she... straps into her bra for the evening.
Man.
It's about all you got going on.
Oh, it's worse than that. We won't need to get into that, but there is a Baptist church, like, right there. So
are you standing on your ledge there just bare-ass naked smoking a cigarette Sunday morning? Because if you're not, you're not winning.
You're right. That is the right thing to do, and I don't understand why.
And you've even got a ledge there for it.
I've been cheating myself.
Yeah. Got to start writing horrible shit in the inside of your window.
Yeah, backwards. So at first glance, they're like, wow, that says horrible shit. And they're like, wait a second. What does that say?
It's written by Satan.
Yep. Yeah, that says horrible shit. Okay, cool. Yep. Fantastic.
You can do the jackass thing and get the little devil suit. Blow up out of the manhole.
Was that Steve-O?
No, it was
dude,
Party
when
Boy.
He hit the ground, Chris Pontius, yeah. Dude, when he hit the ground fucking hard. Oh, yeah. Dude, that was...
You watch the excerpts,
brutal.
The extra stuff at the end of the DVD, they shows him like slow motion fucking banging his head off the pavement. So great. Amazing. Tyler, do you want to go to space?
In due time.
You might get a...
Why do you ask?
A little bit of a quicker chance at it here. Reaction Engines is a company out of the UK. They've come up with a couple of jet engines that basically make this thing look like a giant airplane, but it's able to go real, real fast, 4,000-something miles an hour. It's many times the speed of sound they got rocking. They're able to fly, leave the atmosphere, and then come back. It's all hypothetical right now. They're just working on the engine. But it takes the O2 from the atmosphere to power it. It basically works like a really fast nitrox machine. Pulls the air in, separates the oxygen, burns it. Right now, we have to carry liquid O2 on the shuttles, making them really heavy, and they got to jettison parts off of them because you have to leave something behind to move forward right now. So what they've created is a machine that, just like the nitrox machines work, pull in regular air, separates out the nitrogen and inert gases, spews them off, uses the O2 right from our atmosphere as propellant or an additive to propellant.
Yeah.
Making these things a lot lighter to get in the atmosphere. The problem with that is drawing that air in spikes the intake temperatures to 1,000 degrees Celsius on the inside of these engines.
Holy shit.
Which previously would have created them not to work. The big deal with this company, Reaction, made a little spiral radiator for them. It dispenses heat. It does it so well. And all this thing is a big coil, like corkscrew coil, little thin blades of metal through it, but it disperses heat so efficiently that it drops 1,000 degrees Celsius to negative 150 degrees Celsius instantly.
Instantly.
As soon as it hits the coil, and then by the time...
that's a measure of time.
By the time it hits the end of that coil, which would be... I don't know if you... like how small of a time instance that would be, but... practically instant.
Jesus Christ. Good job.
Yeah.
Genghis. You did it. You really did it this time.
Yeah, 1,000 degrees Celsius to negative 150. Faster you can snap your fingers. Which allows for an amazing reaction for propulsion. I mean, the colder the air, the thicker the density, the better your propellant's going to be. So now they're not dragging liquid O2 with them, and they have a more efficient engine moving faster than the rockets are today.
That's fucking cool.
Doesn't use a first stage. Doesn't have any jettison parts. Everything that goes with it comes back. You know, minus fuel. But yeah, they're not going to be dumping giant chunks of spaceship down on top of us anymore.
Does that shit mostly burn up in the atmosphere, or is it just planned to fall into the ocean?
Well, somebody, like, France sued the United States for dropping a chunk of shit over there. It was a littering fine of like 100, whatever the currency was back then. I know now we're euro, but this was prior to that.
Frenchies.
Yeah, Frenchies. Franks. Wait,
white flags.
yeah. So they issued a ticket, and nobody ever paid it. Somebody ended up,
of course,
somebody
not.
Paid it. Somebody did like a crowdfunding thing and paid the thing.
Shut the fuck up.
I'll have to look it up.
Pussies.
Who the guy was, but it was many, many years later. We're talking, it got paid off a couple years ago. And this was done back when we were doing Apollo missions.
The fact that it ever got pulled off is ridiculous. Or paid
off, sorry.
Whatever.
Here's the. Here's that ticket for that fine we owed you.
The what?
Money.
Well, here's some money. Oh, okay.
Well, with the interest, that's $1 billion.
Sacre bleu. Yeah. We'll take your money. Yeah.
But, so Reaction Engine's pretty good. I don't know what you want to call it. Concept thus far. They do have pieces of this thing working. I guess it's going to have a demo version, not just a prototype of the engine, which I think they have now, but a demo version of the spacecraft by 2020. That's what they're looking for. They said by the end of the decade here, so.
It's a long ways away. You know what it is, though? It's going to come sooner than fucking Star Citizen, but we don't need to get into that again.
Star Citizen opened up another 100,000... what do you want to call them? Subscriptions to the PTU beta, which is the open universe. 200,000 people are now supposedly playing a version of the final game.
Bullshit. Fucking lying ass hoes. There's no way.
I watched the videos of some of these guys in gameplay. Still a little glitchy, but it looks a lot better than the shit we're looking at.
Why wouldn't they put out whatever?
So they're whatever, they're doing it in segments, but yeah, PTU is now open up to 200,000 people.
Damn, look at them. Look at them.
Hoping they come and prove us wrong. I really want to play that game.
I mean, it sounds all right.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm sorry. I digress.
Well, not too much. This actually will segue into my final bit of space news.
Space.
We have passed legislation governing what you can do with shit you find in space. Because not only do we own the internet, America now owns space. So
we put a flag on the moon. Yes. So
dibs.
Obviously that's ours. Yeah. First dibs.
H.R. 2262 passed this week, which is the Finders Keepers Law for space. If you can get out there and you can mine iron or gold or whatever you can mine, and you can get it back, you can sell it legally.
Yeah. Right? That was a question?
It was.
$99.7 million, by the way. All right. Go on.
They're about to hit that 100 by in the morning.
Yeah, that hundo. You fucks. You fucking blind idiots. Anyways.
But yeah, H.R. 2262 is the Off-Planet Finders Keepers Law. So I believe what that means is that we found something very valuable on Mars, probably an entire...
Dude, without a doubt, without a fucking... Excellent point, yeah. Sir. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, we...
Somebody obviously found something.
They scratched the surface and found out that the reason there's no life is because the entire planet's made of platinum. They're just going to start hacking it up.
So rings to everybody.
Yeah. They went from saying they can't test the water on Mars because they're afraid they might contaminate it to passing a law that says they can mine it. They found something real good there.
Yeah, definitely. Dude, without a fucking doubt. Can you imagine without that being passed, somebody trying to fight on behalf of Mars? the person who went... grabbed and came back with Mars rocks wasn't allowed to sell Mars rocks.
Well, I think they just had to get some type of precedence out there. The funny thing to me is that it means nothing because another country could just pass a law that says that you can't.
Oh, like, well, yeah, I mean, it'd be law of the land, right?
Yeah, that's basically what they're trying to set up is the same style that we occupied this great land that we live on right now. So as you move west, now as we move to space, you basically settle where you come across. So if you can be the first one to Jupiter, then you can homestead it out. You can put your fence up and as much as you can get down.
Yeah, you'd be that fucker that lives in Wisconsin now.
Yeah. So as much as you can square off before someone else gets there, I guess. But yeah, any valuable materials that you can come across and mine under your own financial prowess, like if, you know, obviously it's going to get into if the government subsidizes something, they're going to yank parts of it out. But let's say,
oh, fuck yeah,
old Mr. Musk gets gets over to Venus and finds out that it's nothing but gold. He blows it up and brings an asteroid chunk back that's worth all of the money. Then he can legally sell that in the United States for a profit.
The price of gold would just drop.
Yeah, it'd be
huge,
worthless.
Right? Like it. Okay.
Well, all of the gold that we know of, we believe to have been deposited by impacts. So it'd be safe to think that there's big gold rocks floating around out there.
Yeah.
Just a trillion carat space diamond floating. But if you can,
it's worth it. Go get it.
If you can snag it, you can sell it. So
you will break diamonds for the rest of the world. You'll save the rest of us from having to buy fucking jewelry. So
you'll save a bunch of little
mankind a favor.
African children.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen Blood Diamond.
Mm. Mm. Good movie.
Until Leo talks, then it's.
Come on, man.
Not
your,
the best South African fucking accent, man.
He can do it all.
Yep.
Well, Tyler, that ends it for space news for this week. Probably not. I was very preoccupied with Just Cause, so I tried to take a couple of coffee breaks and sit down and do a little research, but it was tough to break away from that game.
That the pictures that, real quick before we separate from space news, that the New Horizons picture, like that high def ones that Wired had, that
of Pluto,
Matt Hodges, yeah, posted on our Facebook wall.
They were real impressive.
Pluto.
I don't know.
I mean,
why we go?
I don't know about
white,
impressive, but it looked cool.
I mean, we're getting HD photos of the furthest terrestrial body, planet-like. I guess it's not really a planet anymore, but when I graduated high school, it was still a planet, so.
Yeah.
Earth scientist Jerry Smith says it's a planet. it's a good-looking... Do we know why all the photos come in those very defined strips like that? Like, I get that it's orbiting, so it's going to be in like a straight panoramic style, but why is it such a divine? Does it like start to warp and they cut it? I don't. Every photo we've gotten from anybody that we got them from Mars originally, when these satellites go over, they take a very defined runway picture. Nothing to the left, nothing to the right. It's just that one pane that runs up.
Nothing to, what do you mean? What do you mean nothing to the left, nothing to the right?
There's okay, like if you were gonna take
a picture
of something, it would like fade, but why do they crop them like this? Like, why is, if you're taking a photo of a house,
why do they do top to bottom instead of left to right?
No,
is that what you're asking?
I get that it's because the satellite is cruising overhead, but if I was to take a picture of my house from across the block, you're going to get the whole house, right? You're that far away, but you're only seeing the front door that width straight up. Like, it's a very defined cutoff. And I've always wondered why it's like that. Is that how it develops?
You're a satellite flying through space and you're just trying to take pictures of shit.
It's just how it happens. All right.
Your options aren't like, oh, hold that pose. Yeah, yeah. That's the one. That's the one that's going to get us into Time magazine. No, it's
just, I mean, like, if you look at a picture of the moon, you see the whole moon because we're so far away, right? And this thing's not that close. It's not flying that close to the ground that it can only see that wide. So I'm assuming that they're zooming in, right, to get these. I just wonder why you're not seeing, like, here's the whole fucking planet, and then we're zooming into right here for the high def. I don't know. It looks weird to me that it's.
Oh,
that
it's because there's aliens. Duh.
They're like, get out of the way.
Yeah. You got to zoom in until the picture's blurry, and then you can see all the aliens.
Yep. Just a curiosity point of mine. I didn't know why it ended up like that. Like, they'll say, here's the picture of Pluto, and then here's the high def pictures of Pluto, and it's just that strip, that real thin strip that they get.
Yeah.
And I assume that high def camera must have to, like, it must just zoom in that far to get it, and that's, you know.
What was the closest 22,000 miles? 22,000 miles, okay. God damn, that's not close.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's pretty fucking close, considering that we shot it from here. So that's, I guess that's pretty fucking close.
It basically nailed it, yeah.
Mine would miss, like, by a lot. So I give them a lot of credit. Sorry, NASA, 22,000 miles is real close.
You'd be, here's the picture of the asteroid that we sent New Horizons to. Somebody in the crowd would raise their hand. I thought you sent it to Pluto. Shut your fucking mouth. It's a long way away, all right? We missed. You're getting pictures of an asteroid.
This is option two. This is plan B.
It turned on, keep your mouth and it shut. Was still in our atmosphere. So I don't know how we didn't notice.
We're just stoked that it's still working.
They get all excited because they turn it on. It's just pictures of water and people, and they're like, oh my god, Mars is inhabited, and it's fell down in Tibet and was just, nobody ever touched it. It was just pointing at a village.
People started worshiping
it. Oh, shit. Not again.
We did it again.
We did it again. Yeah, no, I really enjoyed those pictures. I dug through them all. They got a nice little video representation on that link. If you go to our Facebook page, you can see that. And it's impressive. I like getting these high-def pictures. It makes me believe less and less in UFOs every year, that you can send me a high-def photo of Mars or you can send me a high-def photo of Pluto, and I can't get anything besides an 8-bit representation of a UFO here on Earth.
Aliens came and put shit in my butt. Well, not shit, because that would have been, like, acceptable, but they put foreign objects into my butt, and all I got was this Polaroid. So, I mean, you should probably take my word for it.
Yeah. I got photo evidence.
I had to flap it around in the wind to make it fucking make colors.
And so,
but
man, it was acceptable. Like, when we were kids and you would see a UFO, it was acceptable to think that you got a blurry photo. Kids can take pictures with iPhones now that are 4K.
Kids could take pictures that are 4K while they're falling out of a vehicle and bouncing across the concrete and smacking their limbs into the whatever curb they run into, or maybe parked motorcycle or some shit. And
a ship the size of a football stadium floating overhead, though, and people get grainy cloud photo.
Just shaking. This is my time to shine. And I'm going to channel my inner Michael J. Fox.
They had they put them all on their computer and they went to go find the clear one. And all the clear ones, you could tell that it wasn't a spaceship. So then they had to go find the blurriest one that could still somebody go, that is a spaceship. Meanwhile, the other 3,700 photos they took all completely show that it was nothing. It's all right. It's all right. One day.
It's all right.
One day we'll get to meet somebody that's cooler than we are. Can't be worse.
Well. Oh.
Can't be worse.
It might be. it might be.
I mean, if you met us, you'd probably just destroy us. Just what the fuck are you doing?
And walk away.
Put that down.
Oh, my God. Why am I on Facebook?
I don't know, man.
Stop. It's the worst.
Trying to get those photos.
Anyways. Yeah, just trying to see Pluto.
Pluto. Well, on to video game. What'd you play this weekend, Tyler? Anything new and exciting?
Man. Why don't you talk about Just Cause?
All right. I got a little bit on it. I started hammering through it. It turns out do not listen to the Steam reviews. I normally take those guys to heart. If it says mixed, I don't play it, seeing how Arkham Knight got mixed. But if you go onto Steam right now and look at the reviews, it's got a mixed rating. The reason for this is if you are on AMD, you're not playing this game.
That's pretty fucked.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucked.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you're going to be PC Master Race, get a fucking graphics card that works with everything.
Play the part.
Yeah, play the part. But, yeah, and you got me to not buy one of those cards, and I'm pretty thankful, because I'd have been pissed if I couldn't play this game. But on mine, I've got an AMD 8350 processor and then that GTX 970, and it's flawless. I mean, I don't have no screen tearing, nothing's glitched out. It's on my solid state, so everybody's bitching about load times. I've never seen a loading screen, so I couldn't tell you what that's like.
So, it sounds terrible.
It sounds terrible, but I don't have those. So it's been playing flawlessly, man. You can grapple onto one thing and then snag an airplane and yank off. You can go 1,000 different ways, and nothing ever screws up for me. And I've put in hours. I think I'm like 30-something percent through this game. And I'm...
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Just nailing. I've been playing all friggin' night. because it's getting poor reviews, not that many people are playing it, apparently, because I'm number one in the world in, I don't know, like five different things on that game.
Yeah, by the way, learn how to... Dude, I'm sorry, not learn. Start taking screenshots.
Oh, yeah, I should
instead
do that.
Of...
Well, I would. I know there's the button combination over here for it, but I'm sitting here and it pops up for like half a second and then it doesn't come back up. So I was just like throwing my phone up and snagging them. I didn't know it was going to do it. I should have just recorded gameplay. Stop being an asshole. I twitched for a little while, but that was about it on there. Yeah, I did. Screenshot, man. Took a picture of the screen with my phone. Screenshot. Pretty horrible.
Doing it wrong.
Yep.
You're fucking doing it wrong. You may be able to parachute real well. Can't tack down screenshots.
What would happen is I'd sit there and play and find, like, I would end up number, I think it does top 50 or something. So it'd say, like, I was 30-something in the world for whatever it was, throwing a body with a fucking catapult with your cables. And so once I knew that was a thing, I would spend the next 20 minutes just getting better at launching people into the sky. So you can just, and you can grab somebody that's like coming by on a scooter and hook them and then hook them to a building with your cables. And then you hit shift and it fucking flings them. And when they get to the certain point, you hit V and it disconnects the cables. And I chunk some bitch over the mountain. And I went from 30 something straight to the top. It was, I smoked
that's
everybody.
Awesome.
Yeah. And what's depressing is you do all that. And I probably ended up with 10 number ones. And then I woke up the next morning and it loads the list of people that have topped you for the night. So like I come back in, it was like, this guy beat you in this. And I saw like one guy's name beat me in like 8 of the 10 number ones. So I went on a mission hunt today to get back on top of a lot of those.
Did you make it?
Yeah, I'm longest jump in a land-based automobile without it blowing up. I still got that one.
Nice.
I lost longest. Oh, I still have highest altitude gained in a single parachute ride. I still got a couple of them on there. I love that they built this into the game. It wasn't a thing before, but you can do all this dumb shit. Like, you can transition from, if you keep yourself in a parachute, you can hook certain things with your grappling hook to pull yourself higher and higher, you know?
Yeah.
And now you can do, like, little tricks and flip over. So if you just snag an airplane, you're going to get pretty far up there. Longest ragdoll I think I had for a while. When you fall, if you just hold control, he won't recover. He'll just keep just
flopping around on the ground.
So if you just jump out of an airplane and let yourself whack into the ground in the wingsuit, it won't kill you as long as you're in the wingsuit when you nick the ground the first time. Well, if you nick it at the right angle and then just hold control, he'll just fucking bah, bah, for miles. Just
fucking ridiculous.
Saw a thing on 9GAG today. He goes, my girlfriend came in and asked me what the point of Just Cause was, so I made this for her. And the guy's standing, just like the video is of his face, and he's just staring off into the sunset. And you look behind him, and a boat goes grinding up the side of a mountain because he has it cabled to it. He's just posted up there, Superman pose, while this boat just all the way up this mountain. He's like,
"Oh yeah,
that's what this game is." Yeah, the game's a lot of fun. The people that criticize it, oh, the physics, are you joking? You obviously have no clue what this game was about if you're complaining about the physics, because it doesn't make any fucking sense. It's just so much fun to play. You can hook.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, you can hook people to helicopters and fly around with like 8 bodies of guys just screaming, hanging off the end of your helicopter. Do whatever you want in the game.
That's fucking awesome.
Yep.
It sounds rad. Sounds rad.
Ton of fun. I didn't play anything else this weekend, so I don't have a lot of updates on anything else. Did you play any Dirty Bomb or Rocket League?
Played Rocket League. Played the shit out of some Rocket League. That was a lot of fun. There's a game that is coming out tomorrow officially. It was out for PlayStation 3. It's called Helldivers. It is a, like, you control the movement direction with your left control stick, if you're playing on a controller, that is. And then with your right stick, you aim the direction, or you aim the direction that you're going to fire. So it pulls up like a
turret system.
Yeah, kind of. But it pulls up, when you use your right stick, it pulls up a laser sight. And then your right trigger is fire. So it's fucking hardcore. Like, it's intense. And like, there's friendly fire, all that.
What's the premise of the game?
The premise of the game is incredibly cheesy. And it's intentionally cheesy. So you are a hell diver and you're fighting for freedom and democracy for Super Earth. And it's goddamn ridiculous, but it's a lot of fucking fun. So you're essentially just a sacrificial fucking idiot with a gun that gets shot into space, and then you need to go do missions on a planet. And the missions are, like, you need to run to these locations, and you need to hold this location for X amount of minutes. And then slowly, like, the number of enemies that are trying to overrun you increases until, like, the very end, when there's only 10 seconds left and, like, a bunch of monsters show up. And then you kill them, and then you run off and you try to rescue these assholes who you run up on them by surprise, and you end up shooting them even though they're innocent. Fucking civilians.
just shooting everybody, and then you still win, so it's okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah, as long as you stop shooting them quick enough.
Are you on foot for all that? Is it all, like, in a vehicle the entire time?
We haven't gotten vehicles yet, but I guess Matt has played it on PlayStation 3, and he had gotten to a point where you could get a vehicle in it. But I guess there's, like, mechs and, like, APCs and shit like that. So right now it's just on foot, but it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Releases tomorrow.
Yeah, it's that silly shit. It releases tomorrow, but if you pre-order it, you can play it now. Like, they started on Friday. So if you just buy it, you can play it. So really, it's out in reality. Right. By tomorrow, I mean Monday.
Yeah. December today. 7th. It's out today.
Right. Happy birthday, Mike. It's Mike's birthday. Oh. So good job. Good job, Mike's parents, for picking the worst day that you could possibly have a child.
Are you referring to Monday or just because it's Mike's birthday?
Well, both of those things. That's a very good point.
Because it's not going to be always
and it's
Monday.
Also, December 7th. Which is,
well, I've got is
that
Mike that won our
yeah the Fallout Boy.
He's in a box waiting to be transported, so I gotta drop him off at the old FedEx site, but he's all packaged up and ready for you. Hopefully I packaged it enough that it won't be completely destroyed like the last thing I tried to send out. Don't put a key in an envelope and mail it to somebody, because they'll just get an empty envelope with no key in it.
What? Why did you do that? Who did you mail a key?
My ex-wife. So I didn't feel too bad about it not being in there. But
oh. Oh,
I wrapped it in, like, a piece of tissue and was like, this will be fine.
Did you explain to her that we can't have everything?
I said, it made it halfway, and I told you,
my heart.
You have to meet me halfway. It was in there when I handed it to the mailman. Blame him.
So fucking stupid. And then you could give her, like, iTunes credits to buy that Meet Me Halfway song by Fergie.
Yes.
Did it, and everybody but her will laugh.
Yeah. Oh,
but
yeah, for sure. So I did a little bit of looking around. I was going to take the Asus behind me and was going to put a new operating system on it, and thought I might try out the new Steam OS. That's not going to happen. Steam OS is only going to be good for units that are purpose-built to be a console. it's never going to be used, at least in its current form, to replace an operating system.
Oh yeah, was it just the operating system to make?
It's based on
the
Linux
Steam machines,
but it's a, how to describe it? It's a Linux-based operating system, but it's just big picture mode. So if you already have a Windows machine, you can just open up big picture mode, and that'll work. That'll give you the exact same experience that you would get if you bought got it for free, the OS thing.
Right on.
What they are doing is if you go to SteamOS, just Google SteamOS and go to the main page, you'll find a link to become a builder, and you can actually build your own Steam machines licensed by Steam and sell them.
Really?
Yeah, they have a whole thing you can set up for it. So if you wanted to turn around and build these little Steam machines and sell them like a lot of companies have, but I guess you can do it as an individual now. You go on and you do a SteamOS partnership account, and then you're off and running.
That's interesting. That's neat. I mean, that's cool that they're doing that, but I still don't understand why pretend that you're not just promoting computer gaming and just let it be a fucking computer. I don't get it.
I think their whole point of it was to do that Steam machine because they're trying to take a chunk out of the console market, but all they did was build a weak gaming PC that was smaller.
Yeah, just doesn't make any sense.
But good for them for trying. You might see a version of this in 10 years that's, you know,
but
usable.
It just doesn't make any sense. They're making a computer console. They're making a console. All they're doing is making a fucking console to compete in the console war. That's it.
Right. And so they even put it out on there. If you have a computer that already runs Windows, this is not going to help you in any way. I wanted to look at it because they're calling it the Steam OS. So I thought I might be able to get, you know, something. It might be able to run faster. I didn't know if it was better suited for playing these games, controller support, something. But once you dig into it, it's a Linux base, and the only games you can play on it are games that are compatible with Linux. So it doesn't even play Steam games better than Windows does, and it's made by Steam.
Oh, okay. Neat.
And I don't know if you can get something like the Wine operating add-on where, you know, like on a MacBook, you can open up Wine and play PC-only games on a Mac. So I don't know if you can load anything like that into there. If you can, it helps a little bit. But either way, it's not going to play them as well as just a regular Windows 10.
Gotcha.
Or Windows anything.
It's weird that they're taking that approach to it. I don't understand it.
I think it makes sense for what they're doing. I like that they're allowing people to build their own Steam machines and sell them. So that's cool. But unless they make, I don't even know if this is in the works, but unless they make a much more polished, widely compatible version, even more so than what Linux is, you're not going to see it replacing an operating system ever.
There's no place for it. Mm-mm. There's no place for it. I don't know.
I like the idea of having it.
I haven't fucked around with it.
You
so.
Know, like I like having the idea that I could eventually replace Windows with something newer.
Sure.
Maybe not newer, but just something different. Like it's just Windows. You're not using Mac, you know, OS for anything game related. I mean, they're porting more and more titles, but realistically,
it's fucking slow going, yeah, man.
Realistically, you're not going to do it anytime soon. And if I want my gaming computer to just be gaming, if I don't need anything else, like you can include an internet browser, let Chrome have a port for it or something. If I could get internet and I could get a few essential apps, it would be good for getting rid of all that bloatware, like for my laptop. That's what my goal was. is I thought this would have so much less bloatware on it than what Windows does. It would speed up my computer. I could have a little extra space, but it turns out that it just isn't that yet, or may never be, but definitely is not usable right now.
For sure. So I heard holding a magnet to it will help.
Yeah, it speeds it up. Yeah, it pulls the particles to the hard drive faster. Also, cold hard drives are another killer of speed. So if you just warm yours up only on defrost in the microwave, don't ever go full speed.
Dude, I was wondering about that. Right on, man. Fuck yeah. It's like, the more you know. That's killer. That's that shit. That's why we do this,
yeah,
man.
So we
learn.
Do this. It's just like those.
Learn together.
Have you seen those damn memes all over Facebook talking about tired of having your windshield freeze on you if you throw a bucket of
warm water. That'll do the trick.
Instead of buying snow tires, take 2-inch drywall screws and screw them into the threads or the tread of your tire. All the man, they make me laugh mostly because now people are showing photos of mechanic shops are putting online pictures of people that have done this.
Yeah,
like a girl that poured antifreeze into her oil so her oil wouldn't freeze up, and then it completely blew her engine. I mean,
holy shit.
Just destroyed it.
Just ask somebody, man.
Nope, they get on there and they go, that's a good idea. I never knew that.
God, I can't believe nobody ever came up with this before. Yeah. This is brilliant. I'm going to take a little nap, and then I'm going to tell all my friends about this.
Yeah, everyone.
I'm going to drive down to the fucking local market and tell everybody about it.
Yeah, some dad came home to find his wife and his 16-year-old daughter standing over her just smoking cars. What happened? Well, on Facebook, they said, and he just went, ugh.
Oh, my God.
God damn it. There's a bunch of them. I fully support people putting that around the internet. We're weeding them out. They need better things, like using antifreeze to sweeten your coffee or something. Let's thin the herd, people. Do your part.
God damn.
Do your part and thin the herd.
Dude, Shaq Fu is coming back.
Like the video game or the...
Oh, yes.
Nice. There's...
I guess. I mean, if you're into that. Like, it's fucking crowdfunded.
I love crowdfunding. It's... You're going to see the most pointless shit made ever.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. I mean, it was really good the first time, so the sequel is absolutely what we need.
I got to do a little bit of... get a little bit of digging done on this, but there is supposedly a limited edition Dreamcast coming back out with like USB controllers, and it looks like a little Xbox One. I'll do some digging throughout the week and be able to come back next week and tell you guys where to get one or how. But it looks really cool. So if you want to get a little pre-taste of it, look up the new Dreamcast. It's like an all black console. Looks like it has USB controllers this time.
That's kind of neat.
I don't know if it's just going to play old Dreamcast games, I'll get it. I mean, I got enough Dreamcast games to make that worthwhile.
That was the... Oh, I see it. It's supposed to come out this year. Dreamcast 2. Get the fuck out of here. Is that real? That's a fucking rendering.
Look,
I thought it was ahead of its time. I thought it was very cool what they did, and
well, I mean, not to knock those guys, but they may have waited too long. I don't think it'll still be ahead of its time.
Oh no! I mean the original Dreamcast when the original Dreamcast came out. Like I never owned it. That was one of those consoles that I really, really not to this day want, but I never had it. I was,
yeah. I liked it. I remember. God, it was Josh Arroyo and myself. I had a Dreamcast, and we went up to the Family Video to rent a game like we did every weekend because that was what we did. And we showed up and walked down the section, and there was no Dreamcast games. And I went to the front, and I was like, what happened to all the Dreamcast games? The guy goes, Dreamcast isn't a thing anymore. It happened
overnight.
It's what it seemed like, because I mean, we weren't cruising. Well, there wasn't much of an internet, so I mean, there was, but not like what we have now. So you weren't cruising news stories over all this stuff. You didn't get the information immediately, and so they canceled it. We didn't know about it, and the games had been being replaced, and the entire aisle was now Sega GameCube games. Like when the game
Nintendo GameCube.
Nintendo GameCube. When Nintendo GameCube came out, they just replaced everything Sega with that, and I just just stood there. Where are the games? Like, oh, we got rid of them. Where, like, physically, where did you get rid of them?
Yeah, where the fuck did you put them? But they're just sitting somewhere. Yeah. So where did you put them?
So I can go have them. Yeah.
You didn't put them in a machine, and then out came a GameCube game. Right. Where in the fuck are the games?
Yeah.
You twat.
They're in the
this
back
is your
somewhere.
Fault.
Like, I just walked here like 8 miles, man. Like, give me your pile of games that you're not selling anymore or renting. But that was my little Dreamcast I can see right now. It's just hanging out down there.
Man, I left my Super Nintendo at the apartment. Oh, there's the GameCube right there. That's
you
a good
did.
Fucking console, man. I like
you also
that.
Left a
like
Blu-ray
that.
Player.
Yeah, you know what they say about Blu-ray.
It's the future.
Welcome to the internet. Who the fuck watches anything on disc anymore?
No, that speaking of, we went to Best Buy last night, and they had the campaign on Blu-ray for sale, or on sale for $5.
Oh, nice.
And
still haven't seen
well,
that.
Well, Melanie was like, oh, I'll get it. It's only $5. And I sat there, and I was like, yeah, we should I'll just download it when we get home.
But why? I can't come up with a good reason to get it. So
they could be. It's free. Just take it. Just take it, and I'd be.
I don't have enough room for it. I'll just take it when I get home.
Just in my mind, I'm playing that it's gonna get scratched and then it won't work anymore.
it's too heavy. I don't have time for that. Fucking discs.
Yeah,
get the fuck out of here.
You're going to be able to fit Best Buy in a Connex box before long, because they're going to get rid of all of their CD section that covers
Man,
half the floor.
I will give them this. They're not having to price match so much anymore, at least in my short experience. My recent experience with Best Buy. Like, they have been pretty on point with their prices. So Best Buy should be closing in the next, like, 3 months is what I'm saying.
Well, we went and looked at a camera while we were there. It was a little Sony, and they had it on sale, and I was like, man, that's a good-looking camera. I wonder what I can get it for on Amazon.
Yeah.
Exact same price. So they...
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah,
like,
they had to come down.
What, 2 or 3 years?
Yeah.
The only thing that isn't succeeding on online shopping is fucking shoe sales. And Best Buy doesn't sell any goddamn shoes, so I think they might be fucked.
I show up, and what I used to use Best Buy for in most stores was so I could physically look at and touch what I was going to order on Amazon later.
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely.
Still haven't seen. Where did you see the Xbox One Elite controller at?
At the Microsoft store here in Seattle.
Should have stole that. I went looking for one. I don't think they're available yet.
If there's a Microsoft store at the, what the fuck is the name of that mall? It's like northwest of you guys. There's a Microsoft store right up there.
Oh, okay.
There's gotta be. They have to have an Elite controller there. It's pretty rad, man. I support it, I guess.
Yeah, I'll get one. I mean, there's a couple games that I need it for. Really, Metal Gear Solid right now, but... Oh, and...
Did you see the Game Awards?
I haven't. No, I didn't. I was locked in.
Oh, man. What was the... Game of the Year went to The Witcher. And Metal Gear won the top... Fuck, I gotta look at the list before I start just saying... silly shit. I was super happy to see that Rocket League won.
Did it get sports game of the year?
It won Indie Game of the
Year. Oh, Indie. It was in the running for Sports Game of the Year, and the guys that were...
I should have fucking
the
won.
Guys that were pushing that 2K2016 were losing their fucking minds over it.
Oh, saying that it wasn't a sports game?
Yeah, they were going crazy because their game, it looked good.
Oh, basketball is a sport?
But it,
the fuck
they spent all this money getting this game, and they finally had a story mode, and they thought they had broke out of the genre.
That's what people want in basketball. That's worse than a fucking story mode in Street Fighter, dude. Shut your fucking mouth. Get out of here.
They had, like, Spike Lee do the...
Oh my god, that's right.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Yeah. It was fucking NBA Jam 2K16 or whatever the fuck. It's a Spike Lee joint. Yeah. What?
They had all this stuff, and it was a feature film inside of a game. It was supposed to break them out of the mold of sports games, and then they were threatened to lose Game of the Year Sports Game Award to Rocket League.
The best sports game ever made, obviously. It's appealing to people who do and do not like sports games. Therefore, it is the best sports game ever fucking made.
I just want
to... It should win next year, too.
The developer
those guys.
For that game, you got to think they just stood up and threw a fucking monitor into a wall. Just, this was their year, and 10 dudes in a basement came up with a fucking phenomenal game.
It's our time to shine, boys. It's our time to shine. What the fuck?
Punches his kid right in the mouth. Dad, have you seen Rocket League? Oh, God. That's... Yeah, Rocket League was too much fun. It is too much fun to play.
It is. Dude, it's a fucking blast. Esports Game of the Year. Jesus. Wow, really? Really? Nah, that's a push. I'm not going to even mention that.
Who got Esports Game of the Year?
Fucking Counter-Strike. I don't believe that is accurate. Counter-Strike GO got Esports Game of the Year.
Is that, are they going off just number of players?
I don't know. That can't be accurate.
Oh. You don't think? Ton of people play CSGO.
Well, people can play it, but on the esports side. Like, how many people play Counter-Strike GO on esports? I mean, compared to the amount of people that play, like, League of Legends or Heroes of New Earth or...
I think they smoke them, the amount of people.
Dota 2. Well, I mean, if you look at Twitch, like, Counter-Strike's... It's on there, but it's not in the front. Like, Counter-Strike's behind fucking... what's that silly fucking game with the cards? The fake cards in fake space?
Hearthstone. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, best sports/racing game. They won the best sports and racing game, went to Rocket League. Good on them. Best indie game, Rocket League. Like I said, man, it's better than your mom's cooking. It's a good goddamn game.
Oh, you weren't going to get it at first either until I was over there.
No,
judo,
I thought it was a goddamn sports game.
Judo kicking the fucking table, screaming
right,
and throwing controllers.
Bananas. Best action/adventure game went to Metal Gear Solid 5.
Nice.
Best soundtrack, Metal Gear Solid 5. Game of the Year was Witcher 3. Best role-playing game, Witcher 3. Best shooter went to Splatoon. So good on them.
Man, they're getting a lot of good reviews.
Yeah.
I don't have it. You got a Wii U. You should buy the first Wii U game you've bought in 2 years.
Kidding. Yeah. I mean, it's been a little rough. I haven't found a reason. Well, I got Smash Brothers, which is a lot of fun. Sometimes, not usually. Like when we were fucking drunk and just felt like punching the shit out of each other for 10 minutes, it was fun. But it certainly wasn't worth $60.
No.
But. Whatever.
Is that all the is that the winners? Anybody else get anything good? Call of Duty didn't walk away with all of the prizes. They weren't able to purchase these.
I'm sorry. They had the Call of Duty section too, and Call of Duty won best family game, best fighting game, best multiplayer game. This was like Activision had their own awards, so
it best family game?
I'm totally fucking kidding. No, Call of Duty didn't win a goddamn thing because the game's a pile of shit. Real weird. Halo's not on there, and the strangest thing, Destiny's not on there either, like, even a little bit, which makes me, I can't even express my joy. It makes me really happy.
I mean, were they, though, most, the year that came out? It'd be weird for them to still be taking awards. Maybe
Halo
for the Taken 5 King.
Came out a couple months
ago.
No,
I'm not talking about Halo 5. I'm in Destiny.
I mean, there's got to be like an expansion, right?
Yeah, the Taken King.
Best multiplayer game? That's got to be... Taken King's got to be on that list somewhere. List of nominees. Fucking it. Just Cause was on there for... Oh, no. Excludes Just Cause and Rainbow Six Siege. I guess Rainbow Six Siege isn't holding up super well.
Somebody that we know is playing the mess out of it. I see him on there as much as I'm on Just Cause.
Yeah, Devin was... I don't know if you're friends with Devin on Steam, but he's been playing it.
I don't think I'll be picking it up.
I don't think so either. I watched him for a minute. He did a broadcast, and I watched him play, and it just didn't look... I don't know. It just doesn't look appealing.
It reminds me... I think we talked about it, actually, before, where you would have to play with a group of people that you knew were going to work together. Because being matched up with... What is it, a four-man team or a six-man team?
Yeah, four or five, something like that.
And you all have to do a role. Like, you have to follow that...
Yeah, you have to be tactical and shit. He said sometimes it will devolve into three guys laying prone in a room. Like, that's it.
Everybody wearing bomb suits with SMGs.
Yeah,
probably. Just running.
We'll be
through.
Here. We're safe here.
Yeah, I'm not big on those. Man, I wish I was playing Battlefield or Battlefront more than what I am. Which has devolved to nothing. So.
Well, I mean, is Battlefront better or worse or more or less interesting than Just Cause?
It's not more interesting by any means. You can do whatever you want. It's that Minecraft shit we talked about last week. You can do whatever
sure.
you want in that game.
Yeah, name something and you can go do that.
Yeah, that's minus okay. being able to build and repairing. That was one thing I was going to talk about. That really bothers me is I can't repair vehicles like you can in Far Cry. I wish I could repair my vehicle. So I'll get a good tank or something and I'll win. Like, I'll get out of danger, but now I'm smoking and limping down the road and I just got to abandon it. I wish if I got to safety, I could get out and, repair it. The other thing was I called in, you get these drop tokens. So you may only have one or two drop tokens for a vehicle. And I was like, I'm about to kill everybody. I'm going to call in this helicopter that I've unlocked. And it dropped the helicopter, and it blew up when it hit the ground. So it drops a Connex box, and it hits, and then it bounces. The Connex box opens, and then your helicopter's supposed to just bounce back on the ground. And it hit the ground and exploded. And I was like, what? What?
It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, so be careful. Don't put them on uneven ground at all. Because I guess what it falls like just a foot or two, and that's enough if it's on flat ground to hit nice and level. But if the right leg is slightly higher in the air than where it's going to touch, over that little 2 foot is enough to damage a helicopter. So because it hit and like rolled just a tad, it just exploded. So I lost
that's
it.
That's ridiculous.
But, oh well. Other than the fact that if you're running AMD. Graphics cards, you can't play the game, and some minor annoyances there. A lot of fun. I highly recommend it.
Hell yeah, that's cool. That's good to hear. It's good. I mean, the other two got good reviews too. So,
well, man, I gotta make a 3-hour drive over to wonderful Stevensville, Michigan.
Dude, that's I'm so jealous. Mm. That place is number one.
Yeah, it's the worst. But I think that's going to do it for me for this week. You got anything else?
Hell yeah, dude. No, I don't, man. Appreciate everybody listening. Appreciate all the input and feedback and all the likes and fucking follows, all that stuff. Please don't stop. We love you all. Well, I love you all. ish. You guys are pretty fucking great. Thanks, yeah. Everybody.
Make sure you check us out on iTunes. Search for The Horrible Influence under podcasts and on podbean.com/horrible influence. Talk to you guys next week.
Peace.
Bye.